We have Melanie Smith here from the treasurer's office.
This is, we do this yearly. The central bank one is for anybody that has signed up for the HSA, they automatically debit it out of my account each month. And this just allows for me to do the manual check once central bank takes those funds out of my account.
Move to approve the order for ACH of Central Bank Health Savings Account, year of 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Order for ACH of Maestro Health, Aflac Flex Plan.
This is the same thing. It's just for our Flex Plan. So as it comes out, it just allows me to do the manual check on this also.
Is it Maestro or Maestro?
I think it's Maestro.
Spelt weird, huh?
It is.
Move to approve the order for ACH of Maestro Health Aflac Flex Plan, year of 2021.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Order for ACH of Bank Fees 2021.
Okay, this last one is, it doesn't happen very often. If somebody happens to write the county an insufficient check, then we have a $7 charge. They automatically take that out of my account, so that allows me to do the manual check if this happens.
Move to approve the order for ACH of bank fees for the year of 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Replacement of wrecked patrol car.
Morning.
Morning.
As you know, it's been probably a month ago, we had a patrol car that was destroyed in an accident over off Fall Creek Road. We've received the check from the insurance company. It's $15,491.50. We have a bid from Bellman Chrysler out of Troy, Missouri. They have been able to find another Durango that's the same as this bid that we had received. Bid number RFB number 202010-458. That bid is for $32,419. We purchased four from them a few months back. The difference with the insurance is $16,927.50. Of course, we don't have a budgeted line item to cover that. I was going to see if you wanted to go ahead and replace that vehicle or...
That would come out of the 2021 budget anyway, would it not?
Did you hear? She said that would come out of 2021 budget, wouldn't it?
I don't know how you would work that.
David's saying yes.
I don't have a problem with it.
Is it the same vehicle that falls under the same bid?
Yes.
And
yes.
Do you know?
Has the same, they found one that has the same options and everything on it, so it matches the bid. Which are pretty basic options.
Okay. On that is it like a pursuit type?
Yes. Yeah.
Is that something that Nikki needs to... She's the one that does the purchasing for you, does she not?
She does.
Does it start in your office and then go over to us?
Normally we just do the PO and take care of it. Send it over to you.
Move to allow sheriff to purchase the replacement of the wrecked patrol car for bid number 2020-10-458.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. When will a check be available for this so I can tell them? Any idea?
Where did he go?
I say, yeah, I would ask David. And...
Okay, I'll find out from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, what's the bid number I got? 2020-10-458. 10-4.
I got it. CARES Act pre-approval request for the Taney County Ambulance District 2.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have two requests from Taney County Ambulance District by application for some pre-approvals to purchase some medical protective equipment to continue their response to the pandemic. One request is at $27,435. Let me make sure I open the right one first. And it is to, it's to buy some equipment that's, during some respiratory procedures keeps from the aerosolized particles exposing their paramedics and EMTs. And the other is for $45,247. It is to provide respiratory protection for their workers. That it's more of a positive pressure air that would replace the use of single-use N95 masks. And they would be used on all their calls where they have a COVID-19 risk of exposure or doing a long-distance transfer, since some of these patients have to go to hospitals that are a farther distance away. Both of these are eligible expenditures under the CARES Act funding, and it's the intent of the funding to provide the responders with equipment to do their job better. The total for both of those is $72,682. And they could both be approved under one.
Move to approve the request from the Taney County Ambulance District for the CARES Act funds as presented.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Board appointments, Board of Adjustments.
It's been advertised on the web, and I see we have one application.
I have two applicants.
You have two.
One just come in. And Amber English, Walnut Shade, and then we have our, and then Rick Person.
Did I ask what qualifications the new applicant showed?
Yeah, she says that I'm born and raised local of Walnut Shade and have lived here my entire life. I am a College of the Ozark graduate and have a master's degree from MSU. I am a successful local business owner. I am an outstanding, voting, passionate community member who operates and lives my life by strict moral and ethical values. And that's what I have.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. This is for a term that expires December 2020. And it's effective January 1st, 2021 through December 31st, 2023.
The Board of Adjustments is a five-person board.
Yeah, I have a list of them here.
Move to appoint Rick Persinger to the Board of Adjustment, effective 1-1 of 21 through 12-31 of 23.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board of Adjust, board appointment for Board of Equalization.
Once again, my information system is Friday. I only have one that has applied. Did you have any more?
I'm not seeing any.
I'm not either. I just have one, yes.
David Akers has been serving on the Board of Equalization, and all reports is everyone's pleased with his expertise. I move that David Akers' term be from January 1st, 2021 to December 31st, 2023.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Board appointment, Park Board. I have two applicants.
How many, don't we have openings there besides